Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Astros have a cushion. You don't have to be the best team in the league when the playoffs start.
No.
Astros have lost 9 road games this year. When you're doing that, you don't care about home field advantage. I mean, sure, it's nice to have if you've got it, but you're not worried about that.
Well, the thing is, if they keep playing like that on the road, they're going to have home field advantage.
Right. You can say by the end of August all you want. I don't know what's going to happen. That's a long-ass time from now. You're talking about 7 weeks from now.
Well, and I expect the Astros to address their pitching by then, too.
I do, too. If they go 1-4, if they go 1-3, they may look to make a change to Deshaun Watson.
For one thing, I don't think they're going to get off to a bad start looking at their schedule.
My question is, if Tom Savage gets hurt early, do they rush Watson or do they throw Brandon Whedon out there?
Just from talking to people over there, I'm not going to be shocked if Deshaun Watson isn't your day one starter.
Oh, really?
They love how fast he's picking things up. He's still behind Tom Savage, but they've got a full camp coming up. If Savage gets hurt, I think Watson's going to get the ball.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number 3.
Look at that energy you've got.
I'm telling you, man, I'm feeling good. I'm just happy to be home. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. And if you're having problems with the signal, just get the ESPN 97.5 app. It'll get worked out. Trust me. Peter asks an interesting question. Interesting question. When it rained, is there a TV series that you look back on and think it was better or worse than you initially thought? I don't know. I haven't changed my opinion on too much. I don't think, in retrospect, we were talking about this earlier about everybody loving The Sopranos. I think it was great, but I think there were a lot of dead spots in that series. But it was also groundbreaking, so it's hard for me to say that it was over, you know, that I thought it was worse than I thought. There's not many that I look back on and say they were better. I mean, Justified is one that keeps holding up for me, but I thought it was great at the time. So, all right. This list comes from the American Institute for Economic Research. And this is the best college cities. So not towns, but that means a metropolis with over 2.5 million residents.
Okay.
And here are their determining factors. Diversity, college-educated percentage of population, city access, bars and restaurants, arts and entertainment, youth unemployment, labor force participation.
Everyone hates the youth unemployment.
Yeah, I do too. Well, these kids weren't so lazy. Innovation.
Get a job.
Just kidding. And rent. Now, just based on that, you'd think we're talking about over 2.5 million. You'd think Houston would be pretty high on the list because bars and restaurants, arts and entertainment. I don't know about, the labor force participation, innovation, rents here is cheap. I'd feel like Houston would have a chance to actually do well because these are big cities, right?
Right.
I'm going to give you your list. Number 15, Miami, Florida.
Okay.
Number 14, St. Louis. It apparently, it's number one for rent. There's a reason for that. Nobody wants to live in St. Louis. St. Louis is an armpit. 14th on the list. 13th, Atlanta. Makes sense. 12 is Baltimore. Also makes sense. Number 11, San Diego. Other than cost of living, that should be much higher.
That's a pretty good one.
Number 10, Houston, Texas. Number 2 in diversity, but apparently the other stuff, not very good. I'm going to say too low, especially since Dallas is 9.
Going for us, yeah.
And Houston seems to have a lot more going for it than Dallas does in those things. Houston's better than Dallas in everything except sports. Dallas is much better at sports. Number 8, Chicago. Doesn't surprise me. That's a good one. Number 7, Los Angeles. which ranks number one for arts and entertainment. 6, New York, which ranks number one for city access. Well, that's because you can't go anywhere there.
Right.
Number 5, Seattle. I don't think you'd argue with that one
too
much.
That's a good one.
Here's one that I think is sneaky good. Number 4, Minneapolis.
I've never been there. So
well, you're
going to
be there for Super Bowl. Actually, I think I may go there in December because I'm trying to find a place where I can go see the Maple Leafs. And they play at Minnesota on a Friday night there. I'm thinking of taking a day off and going up there. But we'll be there for Super Bowl. I think you'll like it. It's going to be too cold and then when we're there, but very underrated. Number 3, D.C. ranks number 1 for college educated, which surprises the hell out of me considering that's where all the politicians are located.
That's
too high.
High.
That's too high. Boston, number 2.
Okay.
Too high. Says ranks number 1 for innovation. Is that like creativity and how they talk like childs? I don't know.
I don't know.
I would not have Boston that high. And number 1, San Francisco.
All right.
Which I can see that. Expensive, but if you're a college student, God, I think the rent, they've got to be last in rent, though. Any place in California is.
That's high.
Yeah.
Well, they're in New York. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be up around the top.
So, I think Boston too high, D.C. too high.
So what's the population cutoff?
2.5.
Like for the metro area?
Yeah. Is Austin not?
That's what I'm wondering.
I think Austin should be at 2.5 by now.
Austin's turning. It's like the city of Austin is now the 11th most populated city in the country. So I would assume that.
I got to guess it's over.
It says Austin metro population 2.056. So it just misses the cutoff. San Antonio at 2.454 also misses that cutoff.
I would say Austin would be in the top 3. So.
Yeah, that's I guess if it's 2.5 million, that makes sense. But, that's one that I would have near the top of my list, too. There's only, how long was that list? Was it top 15?
Top 15.
There's only 21 metro areas that have greater than 2.5 million. And one of the cities you didn't name, I don't think, maybe I missed it. Did you name Denver?
I did not. Denver would be on my list.
Did you name Phoenix?
No.
Okay.
It's not my list.
I'm going to go with that. Not a great list.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out there. Not a great list.
I would say Denver and Phoenix belong ahead of D.C. and Boston.
For sure.
But I'm not a college student. So, A32 says,
what's not to love if you're a college student in Denver?
Exactly. Weed. A32 says, cost of living here is high as hell now, Fred. No, it's not, dude. Go try to live somewhere else. It is ridiculously low.
Yeah, it's one of the cheapest places to live as far as major cities go.
Yeah, the whole state's pretty good at that.
Yep.
But, yeah, if you think the cost of living's high here, don't be moving.
Yeah, you better buy a house.
Yeah.
Buy a house now. Stay here.
Yeah, because trust me, having been in, how many cities now over the last few months, seeing how much more expensive everything is and hearing how much people are paying for rent for stuff.
I guess the thing about most of those cities is, and maybe that's about the cutoff where they stop feeling like college towns.
Well, right. They're your metro cities, right?
Yeah. Like, those are such big cities that, I mean, they happen to have a couple colleges in them, most of them, but they feel like such massive cities that they're clearly not built around the college, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think Denver has a major college.
Isn't there a University of Denver?
Yeah, but I don't think it's that big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the big schools are in Boulder and...
If we're taking into account metro area, is that Denver, Aurora, Lakewood, that whole area?
Well, see, like Phoenix, wouldn't Mesa and all that count?
Scottsdale.
Right? Scottsdale. Yeah. Tempe, where you have Arizona State. Yeah, I think that's got to count. 832 is complaining about cost of living. Says renting is high. Let me tell you something.
Renting's higher than owning everywhere.
That place that I had before I bought, the exact same type of place in Denver, was twice as much per month. So, you know, sorry. If you think the rent's high here, try moving somewhere.
But yeah, I mean, rent, it always costs more to rent than it does to buy.
It does.
Sort of the nature of things.
And it's going to be expensive. But if you think this is expensive here, then you probably haven't lived anywhere else.
Yep.
Try California. My God. It's funny because, and I looked at all these places because there was a time when we were looking at moving, and I looked at specifically at Denver and Toronto and Los Angeles, and the cost of living and renting and everything else, I would have had to make almost 2.5 times as much money in Los Angeles just to break even.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're complaining about the prices here, man, you're a little misguided. Sorry. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And I'll be happy to take some phone calls here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. But I just kind of thought it was fun to get into a little of that. But my list would look a lot different because, again, I'm not a college student, but let's say I wanted to teach at one of those places.
Right.
I'd have to say Phoenix would be pretty high on my list. And it's not as expensive in Arizona, too, as a lot of places. I mean, it's pricier than here, but it's not.
Well, it's not crazy.
Yeah. But I would say, so here's the other thing. Why, with Dallas, you only have like SMU, right? How is that?
I guess TCU counts.
TCU's Fort Worth.
Yeah, well, okay.
Dallas-Fort Worth metro area is.
But it doesn't include that. You know? I mean, Fort Worth, I could see.
Where's North Texas is in Denton, right?
Yeah, it's Denton. I'm not even sure that counts as Dallas metro.
Either.
Yeah, I think that's too far north.
Okay, so I found
DFW. That's the Metroplex. They're going to count that together.
I found the top 25 most affordable places. Houston comes in at number 20. Cities above Houston, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, St. Louis. Like again, who wants to live in St. Louis?
Right.
Kansas City, Missouri, Wichita, Kansas, Little Rock, Arkansas. So these are all smaller cities,
right?
Cincinnati, Louisville.
I like Louisville. I would live in Louisville.
Raleigh and Durham, number 12. Salt Lake City. Nobody wants to move to Utah.
No.
Baton Rouge.
No.
Minneapolis, St. Paul. Syracuse, New York. Buffalo, New York. Pittsburgh. Fayetteville. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Indianapolis. Omaha. And the number one most affordable city is Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay. See, and almost every one of those, almost every one of those you listed, I would not want to live in. I think Louisville and Minneapolis are the only two I would consider, and I would consider that a step down from Houston considerably.
Yeah.
So if you want to live in a big city, Houston's probably the cheapest place you're going to find.
Or I'm sure Dallas-Fort Worth is pretty close in that, and San Antonio, Austin.
Yeah, it's all those are all similar,
but that no state income tax thing is huge too.
But it's also, all those places you listed, almost all those places you listed are in the middle of America, where the population is going down every year because people are moving away from there because there's no jobs.
Hmm.
So cost of living has to be low.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure housing prices are down, so that makes it easier.
Yeah, sure, it's cheap to live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But you're going to be working at Burger King. I mean, that's
678 says, if you're hating on Atlanta, you clearly haven't been there in a long time. Super nice now. Nobody's hating on it. I just would not live there. I'm not a fan of Atlanta. I never have been. I've been there many times. It's an okay city, but it's not a place I would ever live in. I've said that before, and I don't care what they've done to it. I'm not moving there. There's a lot of things I don't like about it. Sorry. Yeah. Well, we've been through our list before. Atlanta... I would not live in Atlanta. There's about 5 cities in this major cities that I would not live in. I'll put New York on that list. It's too crowded for me.
I live in New York, but you just have to know what to expect when you live there. Like I'd have to live somewhere where I had easy access to the subway, and because you can't drive there. There's a pain in the ass to it, but I think it's a cool place. There's a lot of cool stuff.
There is. There's just too many people for me.
Yeah.
If you could cut the population in half, I'd move there tomorrow.
What's funny is I prefer New York to L.A. mostly because it's so hard to get everywhere in L.A. It's so spread out.
I loved L.A. when I lived there, but since I've been back, I hate it. It's way too spread out. The traffic's too bad. And I guess maybe because I was a kid at the time and it was like this real cool adventure to be in L.A., but I had a chance to go there a couple of years ago and chose not to, and I don't know that I'd live there now.
Yeah, you could see like the places where population is going up and down, and if it's in Texas, population is going up.
Yep.
Like from between the 2010 and 2016 census, Dallas-Fort Worth's 12.56% increase, Houston 14.39%. San Antonio Metro is, I just lost it. San Antonio Metro's 13.4, Austin Metro's 19.8. I mean, and the only other cities that are growing like that, Denver's at 12, Seattle's at 10, Phoenix is at 11.
All the other cool places
to live. The places that people are moving away from, population's going up almost everywhere, but most of those places in the middle of the country, for instance, Chicago, 0.55% increase. It's just that less people are moving to the middle of the country. Detroit, 0.03% increase. St. Louis, 0.69% increase, because there's just not a lot of work there.
832, the average price for a home in the Heights is $500,000. That is not cheap. Yeah, you know what? Go try to find the equivalent of the Heights anywhere outside of Los Angeles or San Francisco, and you're paying $2 million.
Right.
That is cheap. I'm sorry. What's that?
He bumped my read.
Oh.
Quick break. There was two scheduled for this hour. The first one you read, I moved it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, quick break. Beth coming up next. It's Blitz on ESPN 975.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Darling Way presents... Here's your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back. It's time for Beth Liebling. And
yeah,
you guys already had started the conversation before we got on air, so I'll let you pick it right up.
Well, I thought that one of the things that I wanted to get into today, and I knew you wouldn't want to talk about it because you don't care about anything to do with pop culture or anything like that. But
I don't care about anything that is only famous because for being famous.
Right. Well, Rob Kardashian is only famous because he's related to famous people.
Right, and I have no interest in that.
Which is even worse. He's only famous because he's related to other famous people who are famous for being famous. So he's like the worst kind.
See, and I'm so different this way because I don't care if you're famous or not. I'm just as interested in the person next door that I know nothing about as I am as the Kardashian.
As in famous people?
Yeah, I just want to know everybody's story. Yeah.
That's too many people.
Yeah, no, I never run out of
there's enough Kardashians. It's hard enough for me to keep up with them.
Yeah, it is.
Trying to keep up with all the regular people? Oh, who has time for that? Not me, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's why I'm exhausted at the end of every day. Yeah, God, there's so many people, so many stories.
I just I scan through TMZ, see what's good, you know.
Oh, I get too distracted. I read everything. All right, so tell me about the Rob Kardashian thing, because I was not scanning TMZ or anything like that today.
Well, so. Rob Kardashian... he put his baby mama on blast a little bit today, and he made a post and accused her of doing a bunch of drugs and drinking too much.
On social media?
On Instagram.
Public. Oh,
yes.
That's lovely. The mother of his child.
Well, she also apparently sent him a video of herself making out with another guy. So...
She sent that to him on public social media or just personally?
No, I think personally.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And
That might be more painful than the guy who shot himself accidentally that y'all were talking about earlier.
That's probably worse.
No?
But he did say, I never, he said she's been bringing men in and out of the house. He said, I've never been this disrespected in my life by a woman. A woman I just paid $16,000 rent for, which, by the way, Fred, that goes to our last topic conversation. In L.A., rent is high, 16 grand. I'm sure, you know, it's that's for his baby mama house. Imagine what the Kardashian crib is costing. It's out of this world. He also got her a Ferrari and a Lambo, which seems overkill, one or the other, right?
Yeah, you don't give somebody both.
And $400K in jewelry. Well, then he posted some pictures of her in various stages of undress. And he posted, this is a pic China just sent me before she bleeped another man in her house with my baby in the house and her son in the house. And then he said, and all you wondering why her damn nipples are so big, that's because she had surgery and after the baby was born on our anniversary that I paid $100,000 for, and they really messed up on her nipples.
Oh my gosh.
They used to be so cute and now they're so damn big.
This is so wrong on so many different levels, and it's really just so horribly sad, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
this pains me.
Well, this is where I ask you, who's more wrong? Because I feel like everyone's a little bit petty in this situation here.
I think everybody is wrong. Everybody is hurt. Everybody is acting as their child self, which we all have our child self. I totally get that. But what we do with it and how we hold ourselves out publicly is a big difference. So let's start with her. So what is she doing wrong? So she's sleeping with other guys. Like, I don't even know if they're still actually together now or they're split up or not. I don't know whether she's...
I don't think they are together.
Okay, so she's...
But he is still supporting
her. But if you spend 100 grand on your breast, you want to show them off to somebody.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if they're not together, I think she's got every right to sleep with people that she wants to sleep with. Now, why she's sending him pictures, that's just mean and hurtful.
Right.
But that's still at least, we're all mean and hurtful at different times in our own relationships. I mean, you can't tell me that you've never said anything mean or hurtful to the woman you love.
Never.
Right. Okay.
Nor have I ever posted her nudes on Instagram. Okay.
But that's exactly, that's a whole different level, right? That's like airing not even your dirty laundry, but your naked self in public. I guess it's one step further than what our grandmothers would have said with the dirty laundry. But so I think that people do hurtful things to each other sometimes, and that doesn't make it right, but that's a different level of hurt. And the fact is, more than just embarrassing or whatever her, which frankly she's probably okay having naked pictures public, etc. But
she is.
Well, okay, so if she's not, so but when you take that level of extreme public, I think that's really that's below the belt, as you would say, and you're fighting things, and that's just absolutely not cool, especially when you've got a child together. Because your poor kid has to grow up with parents who are acting like this and really being embarrassingly childish, I think. So,
okay. If dude can afford both those cars and all the other crap, I think that the kids will be fine.
The kids are not fine by money.
Fine.
And frankly, the amount that he spent on her has absolutely zero bearing on whether or not she's sleeping with somebody else or whether she should be sleeping with somebody else. That's just, if he's... All he's doing is telling us what a fool he made of himself and thinking that he could buy somebody with money. You don't buy any more loyalty with a lot of money than a person is able to give loyalty, I think.
I'm sure you do.
You think so, Fred?
Oh, yeah.
You think, I think that if people are loyal, they're loyal. I don't think money buys loyalty. It just means that somebody else can buy their loyalty from them.
Yeah, I bet, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. But as opposed to somebody who's just inherently loyal, then they don't get outbid. They're just loyal.
That has nothing to do with rich people who are just trying to be, and famous people who want to be famous, which is all they want to do. So this whole thing makes them more famous. It's nothing about loyalty. It's just about the dollars.
Yeah. So they will. They'll probably make a bunch of money. She'll get a bunch of interview talks and whatever, and people might pay more for more photos of her. I don't even know. But
I don't know.
I just think that that's embarrassing. Now, to be fair, I have had fights in public and been embarrassed that way and embarrassed people I've been with. So I'm not one to totally not understand how somebody can be so hurt that they misbehave.
Right.
I get that. But I think that sometimes, especially when you have a big pulpit, you've got to be very careful how you use it.
Right.
He abused it, okay. I think. So.
Well, she is doing a bunch of drugs and drinking a bunch with your kid in the house.
That's a negative.
That's a negative.
Yeah, I'll put that in the loss.
I'm going to say everyone in this thing is kind of corny. I'm going to go it's bad. It's a bad look for everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah.
They should all be ashamed of themselves.
I do feel like if a chick sends you nudes, you should never post them. Because then you're ruining it for all the other dudes out there. And that just seems wrong. Like, because every time that happens, I think girls are less and less likely to send dudes nudes. And eventually, it's just going to be like the dinosaurs, you know, or the black rhino. Like, you think, oh, I'll just kill one more black rhino, but eventually they're all going to be gone. So that's why we've got to treat, you know, chicks who send nudes like black rhinos and take care of them. Don't just burn those bridges.
Velociraptors.
You agree, right?
I'm lost
treat
on
like
the
a
whole...
like a brachiosaurus. No. Like, you
I think
know?
People are going to send nudes as long as we have the technology to do so. Just like you can make alcohol or drugs illegal and people still do them. But the fact is sexting and sending pictures not...
Who are these people? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So many people.
Well, how was your was your show this weekend?
The show was good. We had some we had some technical difficulties. That was so that was a little
whose fault was it? Jong's?
No. I'm sure it was nobody's fault. It was just circumstances. But we'll take care of it. But it was really interesting, and it was all about tushy time. Fred, you missed a great talk last week on Pillow Talk when we talked about tushy stuff.
An anal vibrator for you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No, it's not
a prostate vibrator.
It's a prostate massager.
I don't know why you guys even bother with that, because you know damn well you're wasting my time.
I just wanted you to know that you were missed. We missed you.
You missed me in that conversation?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, because Jerome was awesome, and he was way nicer to me than you would have been about the whole thing. So I definitely missed you, but it really was fun. And this week on Love and Laughter with Beth on Saturday night at 10 o'clock, Dell and I are answering questions from some of our listeners. And Dell does a fabulous job, actually. He's got great advice.
So is Dell now your co-host?
Well, he's my producer, and then he chats with me and stuff. And yeah, okay. he helps fill things in, because I figured that people hear my opinions, but sometimes they want somebody else's.
Yeah.
And Dell, he's single. He's a lot older than I thought, too. He's 33 and stuff. So
I thought Dell was dating Monica. What happened to that? Jong, have you heard that rumor?
I think they just messed with him. They're not dating.
Oh, okay.
And she doesn't even live here anymore.
Yeah, she's like in Nicaragua or something.
Yeah, something like that.
What do I know?
Oh, I don't know. But he's really good. He's got lots of great advice. So we had lots of fun. And we'll talk. In fact, one of the things we talk about is a married guy who can't help but look at women going by and stuff. And he's getting a little tempted. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wear sunglasses.
Just so nobody sees you look?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I thought looking is always okay, as long as you're not touching.
Looking is okay. It's when you actually start to want to touch, right? When you look and then you go back to your wife because, you know, you use that as fodder for your relationship, then that's good. When you're looking and thinking, boy, I'd like to follow that, then you're married, you need to figure out what's going on in the marriage, right?
Okay.
That's not necessarily going to be a good path.
Okay.
Not that he's done anything wrong.
Well, let me write this down.
Yes.
Okay. So,
question from the 281. Ask Beth, can you go back to your significant after your significant other cheats on you 7 months in?
Yeah. So here's the thing. There are amazing numbers of people who actually are able to recoup after somebody has cheated. It's incredibly hard, painful, but there are some times when what it does is it brings up problems. It makes people, both parties, realize what was going on in their relationship and that they were both kind of drifting apart. That then if they are both willing to recommit and work on things and deal with them openly and honestly, there are a lot of relationships who have done actually even better, right? That's the goal, is to take bad stuff and make things better afterwards. So you have to be able to do it. The hardest part is that whoever was cheated on has to be able to really... to let it go. You have to forgive. You don't necessarily have to forget, but you have to forgive, and then you have to trust again. If you can't do that, then it's never going to work, because relationships don't work.
Well, I guess forget too. People always say that, but if you don't forget about it, then you're going to be pissed off. It's going to come up in a fight when you're drunk.
Yeah, no, that's true. You have to process it.
It's not
it
just
fully.
Forgiving. You have to forget the whole thing. And some people can do that and some people can't. And also, I would say, I would like to see the research numbers, because I would suspect that most people who cheat once are going to cheat again. So when you take them back, you have to accept the fact that it's probably going to happen again.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think there are a lot of actually good people who cheat for a number of reasons. So the question is, the ones that do again, I think maybe their relationship doesn't actually change. So that's what happens, is that if the relationship stays the same, then they fall back into the same thing. Because there are some people who are just inherently cheaters, right? The same people, well, the same way that people aren't necessarily loyal.
I don't know that it's necessarily that you have a bad relationship. Some people just have self-esteem issues, and that's one way they deal with it.
That could be. But again, if you don't deal with those when you recover and et cetera and change things, then probably it's going to happen again, right? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. So if you don't change the fundamentals of who you are, your issues, and the relationship issues, then you're right, the same thing's likely to happen. So it's a question of how you shake it up. So.
Yeah, Fred, how do you shake it up?
I just don't give a bleep enough to worry about it. So
it's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to do what they do. You can't change them. Can't change yourself at this. At my age, it's too late to change.
That is so not true.
No, it's true.
No, it's absolutely true.
He's almost dead.
No, you can change so much.
No interest in changing anything right now.
That's different. Just because you don't want to, then fine, you won't. But if you're interested in changing,
well, I'm not.
You can.
Why would I be? I like me.
Oh, but see, I like me too. But I like to think that I can keep being better and better. Just like
I'm okay with me. Like we're cool.
Yeah, but don't you want to be your best self? You want to go and do different things. You want to go on Survivor. You want to accomplish certain things. You want to eat at all these barbecue places, right?
That's my only goal in life.
But that's not changing. I mean, AJ's always loved
barbecue. That's always
barbecue.
What I do.
He's always done food challenges. Yeah. That's not any different.
That's my whole deal. Yeah.
But isn't there something that just fundamentally that you'd really like to improve upon or something that you'd like to be? I would like to forgive a little bit more. I'm still carrying a grudge against my ex-husband. How stupid is that? I know I should. I have to like get better. I have to figure that out and let it go. Right? Mm-hmm. So isn't there anything that you think, oh, I could do this better or I wish I could handle this better?
No.
Really?
No, I'm really good at stuff.
I work hard at getting better at my job and getting better at some of the other things I do, but as far as...
Yeah, I want to be better at doing radio. That's it.
But who I am as a person, I'm happy with who I am as a person. I got no interest in changing.
Okay. I guess just improving. I don't know. Like, would you like to be a better husband, a better father?
I feel like mom and dad are fighting right now.
What's wrong with actually being happy with who you are?
No. That's good. You should be happy with who you are, but we always, to me, still want to do and keep going.
Why?
Is that not?
Why? If you get to a point in your life where you're completely happy with who you are, why would you mess with that?
Because I guess I don't think that we reach a point of perfection. As a parent, I'm pretty happy with who I am as a parent, but I'd still always like to be better because there's still some room.
Well, of course you can always be better as a parent, but that's the thing.
I'm as good as it gets, I think.
But I think we're talking about different things. I think you're talking about trying to improve yourself all the time when I try to improve in certain things, but as far as my personality and who I am, I like it. I'm not changing it. And if you don't like it, see ya. I'm sorry. I'm 52 years old. I'm too old to go changing for other people. And I'm not going to, because if you don't like me, you don't like me.
He really is too old.
No, yeah. I totally agree with that. I just want to like myself more. I want to handle myself better in certain situations. I want to not piss you off sometimes and walk over those lines that I don't even see. I need to be more aware of lines. I mean, there's just always things. So maybe it's not overhaul my whole personality, but I just want to be, my best self, I think. And that's a continuous effort. And to look as good. I don't know. And that's just it. And I guess if I didn't like myself, if I lied, if I was cheating or whatever, et cetera, if I was doing work I wouldn't want, then I would want to be able to change those things. And I think that people have the capability to do so if they want to. I don't care about doing it for anybody else's sake, but just for your own sake. You know, if you want to go be a food writer now, a food critic instead of radio things, right? I think you could.
Yep.
You could grow and change that way?
No, I just have to get rid of someone. I'm already there.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I'm good enough. I just have to get rid of somebody else.
Oh, okay.
I just need an open position.
Oh, okay.
I'm great.
See? You're so confident. I love it.
Yeah, everyone knows that about me.
Yeah. Okay, what are you least confident of?
You're
going to have to think about that one.
Yeah, I would love
to have that sort of bliss. I'd love to not be so self-critical.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm not really good at. Fred, you got anything for me?
Not really.
I'm not good at flying on airplanes.
Yeah, he has bad luck with airplanes.
Yeah, I'm bad at that for sure.
You have bad luck with tires.
Yeah.
You're bad at tires.
I'm bad at airplanes.
I'm bad
and
at
tires.
Laptops. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No,
have you ever jumped? You've jumped out of an airplane. You were in. Yeah. Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah.
That I like. Okay, well, all right.
Well,
so
theory,
it's just me that has to.
No, but Beth.
Yes.
Maybe,
darn it. Okay.
Maybe
work on yourself.
It. Maybe
okay.
What you should do
and stop trying
is
to work on Fred.
Yeah,
work on yourself, yeah, on your insecurities.
I definitely. Yeah.
And leave Fred alone because Fred thinks he's perfect.
No, I don't think I'm perfect. I'm comfortable with who I am, and if you don't like who I am, then okay, I'm not going to change for you at this stage of my life. I like me. And maybe you should like yourself a little more.
I definitely do. So, but I really like Fred. So don't even think this isn't. I don't need Fred to change for me and stuff. Not at
I'm
all.
Not going to.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn
he
right
would,
he's not.
No, exactly.
Damn right.
Exactly. So, no. But, oh, well. Okay. So
tell people about your show and your shop.
Oh, my goodness. Today just went. Oh. Let's see. The show is on Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Love and Laughter with Beth. It also resides on iTunes, so please subscribe so you can listen to the podcast anytime you want. Love and Laughter with Beth. Give us a review. Subscribe to us, please. Tell your friends. And like I said, this week we'll answer all sorts of questions. And then the shop is Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. Cute little cottage. All about romance, where we're passionate about passion. And on Friday, July 14th, on Friday night, we're doing a little discussion, a free discussion about how to add shades of gray to your love life, bringing a little bit of frisky fun. And
just like for old people?
For any age people.
Well, you said shades of gray. So like
shades
gray
of gray.
Hair,
or no, shades of gray as in 50 Shades of Gray. Bringing a little bit of something, you know, frisky
into your
love life.
I thought you were talking about
life.
Like some grandma action, so.
No, that would be good. But no, this is for grandmas or any age over 18. Okay. But
what's
yeah,
that,
just
what's that move you're doing there?
Sorry, I'm scratching my finger.
Oh, I thought you were doing this move.
Oh, you no.
I thought you were doing the
silly.
The pointer finger through the whole thing.
I wouldn't do that. Oh. But then on July 21st, then
true,
we're also
lady.
Doing. I'm no lady, but but on July 21st, we're doing another free workshop again, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swinging 101. Everything you wanted to know about swinging, but we're afraid to ask. So. Because we did a show on Love and Laughter with Beth about swingers. It was amazing how many people are really interested in that or know somebody who's done it. And they just, it's kind of fascinating. So whether they actually want to do it in their real life or not, everybody's got questions. We've been fielding a lot of the questions at the shop. So this time we'll welcome people in. We'll have a swinging couple there to answer all sorts of questions.
Yes.
Yes.
Fred, do you have any questions about swinging?
No.
Fred knows everything about swinging there is
no,
to know.
Just not interested, but
oh.
Thanks.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Sometime we'll talk about robot sex. Because I read an interesting article I was going to share with y'all today.
Fred should
so
guest
next
host
week.
With you on the robot sex. Love
oh,
and
yeah. That he's would be good.
He is an expert in that.
No. No, I've never actually robot sexed.
But you thought about it a lot.
Yeah, until I started reading about these robots and now that they have personalities and
yes.
stuff.
You don't like that.
I've lost interest.
It's going to be really interesting. Well, they can program them without it, too. But it's going to be a whole... It's going to totally redo the way that we think of porn and sex and everything. It's going to be a huge niche market. And there's all sorts of ethical concerns and stuff, too. I think it's going to be fascinating. So, yeah.
Porn has ethical concerns? I would have never thought that.
Yeah. Funny thing.
Real quickly before we go, Murky says she agrees with me. And then one texter says, love y'all, but y'all have delusions of grandeur. There's always things we can improve on.
Well, absolutely. You know what I want to improve on? Passing on my sarcasm through a microphone. I don't know. I feel like that's a real struggle for me.
Maybe you should get better. Or maybe these guys need to improve on their... But you know what? No, there's so many things that I work on a daily basis. But as far as my personality, I'm not changing that at this stage
plus,
of my life.
That guy doesn't know me. I might really be great.
You are.
I don't know.
You are really great.
Right.
You
all
are
right.
Absolutely really great. And that's a good thing. It's just that all of us feel some sort of insecurities. And it's kind of nice to know that other people... also share that because otherwise they're going to look at you, AJ, and go, God, why can't I be as cool as him? Why am I not completely, utterly, totally comfortable in who I am and how I do everything?
That's their problems.
Well, it.
But okay, so I know we all have insecurities and all, but again, what's wrong with being comfortable with who you are?
No, that's an important thing. You must be comfortable with yourself.
There you go.
That's it.
All right, then.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to go to break way too late here. So that's Beth. Go check out Darling Way. Check out her show on Saturday nights.
Thank y'all. It's
and
always fun to be
here. Listen to her about swinging.
Yeah, if you want to swing.
She's an expert.
She's your guy. She's got you covered.
July 14th, it's the Shades of Gray.
All right. Be right back.
Thank y'all. Bye.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
I got loyalty inside my DNA.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The No Excuses Houston Summer Pro Basketball League is here. They have NBA players like James Harden, Crowder, Justice Winslow, and Patrick Beverly, Jonathan Simmons, and more. And Joel Blank, join Joel Blank tonight as he will be on site at Fondy Community Center following The Blitz. It's free. Yes, free. So come check it out. I guess we don't have deaths today. I didn't get any. Oh, you forgot, didn't you?
That's John, all right. John was really busy before the show started.
Yeah, can I
know what he's up
can
to?
Can I clarify really something? Busy. Because everybody thinks I'm being all arrogant about this. Let me give you an example. Woman, before I started going out with my current wife, I always am upfront about, hey, I like to drink, I like to gamble. That's part of my personality. I'm not changing it. And it's like, she's cool with it. Then about 6 months in, she's like, you drink too much, you gamble too much. I like everything else you do, but you need to get rid of those things. I'm like, no. I need to get rid of you because this is who I am. I'm not changing. I like it. I like the fact that I like to have a few drinks. I like the fact that I like to gamble. I win a little bit, too. But why would I change those things when I come into it saying, this is how I am?
This is how I roll.
Yes. And it's just like, and why would you want to be with me if you don't like those things? Just like if there's certain things that I don't like about you that I can't live with, why would I do it?
Are you talking about me or
no, not
a
you.
Woman?
I'm talking about a woman in general.
See, I feel like there's plenty of things you don't really like about me, but you have to because it's your job.
Well, yeah, that's different. It's not the same as a marriage or a relationship. I just think that if people were more upfront with each other from the beginning about who they were and what they were, then you'd have less problems.
Right.
Because then you make the decision about, can I live with this or not? It's like, and if you can't, then okay. Tank says, Fred sounds so enthused to have Beth. I love having Beth on. I like disagreeing with her. It's fun.
There is always a tension in the room.
I like having
two.
A little, but I just like bringing a different perspective to what than
it makes
what Beth
me scared.
Brings. Why does it scare you?
I don't know. I feel like you guys are going to fight.
No, I don't think so. I like tweaking her a little bit. It's kind of fun because she gets riled up pretty easily.
She does.
I can't get away with that with you anymore. I used to have a few things that I knew I could get you fired up on. Like Carson Palmer,
yeah,
Jay Cutler, and now you see it coming. So
yeah, I don't care about things anymore.
Well, so that's why I like.
That's the great thing about me is I don't get angry about things. I just don't care about that much stuff.
I care, but I don't get crazy with it. You know, it's like I don't sweat the things I can't change.
Yeah,
I guess that comes with being old. I don't know. I can't change the signal right now, so I'm just going to live with it. Not going to.
Things like that bother me. I'm not going to
lie. It bothers me, but I can't change it.
You're so old, you can't change your own diaper anymore.
You know, I guess I'm going to start wearing diapers so that I can change them. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Damn, it was good to be back. We will do it again tomorrow. And then Friday, we're out at Big City Wings. Zhong Li, really good job right up until the end. You know, that was kind of like the last episode of Sons. You know, we're doing great. And then
he was talking on the phone, too.
Yeah.
Like during the last segment. So while he forgot dance, he was at.
You know what?
I
hate to do it. I got to give you an A-minus today.
Crush him.
A-plus for Hoffman. Give myself a pretty good
obviously
grade for first day back.
Some great at everything.
D-plus.
Everyone knows that.
D-plus for me. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.